we're going to have our reading. I think I've got a couple of GB girls who are happy to come up. I sprung it on them this morning, so thank you very much. Now come up and bring our reading from the Gospel of John.
Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash another's feet. I have set you an example that you should go and do as I have done. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them."
Jesus predicts Peter's denial. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I will tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
Lovely. Thank you very much, girls, for that. Okay. So the Gospel of John is actually the only gospel that tells us that story about Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And I'm not really sure why that is. It could be that the writer of the Gospel, John, was actually present at that meal. Most people believe that the man who wrote the Gospel of John was indeed one of Jesus' disciples, the one that Jesus was really close to. It talks in the Gospel of John about the one that Jesus loved, and people often think that's John himself and that he's writing from very personal experiences. So John would have been sitting there at that Passover meal. He would have been sharing the food with Jesus and his other friends. And he would have been watching as Jesus began to take off his robe, his outer clothes, tie a towel around his waist and bend down to wash their feet. And this simple act tells us a lot about Jesus and the kind of humble man that he was. But what I want to think about this morning is why exactly Jesus did it, and what he was trying to show his friends. So if we have our PowerPoint up, here we are, nice pair of dirty feet. This could have been exactly what the disciples' feet looked like after walking to Jerusalem. But what's Jesus saying through this? That's what we're going to be thinking about. So later on, towards the end of the passage, I think Ellie read this part. Jesus said that his friends must love one another. That's what he wanted them to do. And we've thought about that over the last couple of months, especially last month on our Valentine's themed parade service. We were thinking about love, weren't we? Do you remember the Marmite? How much we all love Marmite, don't we? Everybody. And just thinking about that. And Jesus wants us to love one another. Jesus was showing loads of love in this situation. Can you imagine the state of those disciples' feet, walking along dusty roads, wearing sandals that were open, so all the dust and the dirt and goodness knows what else was able to get in. They probably had quite a long walk, it was hot, their feet probably were sweaty and smelly. Can you just begin to imagine that, evoke that in your mind, the smell, the sweat, the dirt. And Jesus was willing to bend down and to wash their feet. That must have taken a lot of love. I don't think I would have enough love this morning to come round and wash all your feet. I'm not sure. Maybe you've all got lovely clean feet. I don't know. But then Jesus went on to say, not just that they must love one another, but they must love one another like he loved them. So he was doing the job of a servant. He was doing that lowly job. Normally in a situation at that time, if you went to somebody's house for dinner, they would have a servant ready at the door to wash your feet before you came in to sit down for dinner. But obviously in this situation, there was no servant there. And Jesus was willing to take that role of a servant and actually do that job. No thanks, no pay, just doing it out of love. He didn't mind that it wasn't an important job or that it wasn't a very nice job, but he was willing to do it. And that's what he wanted to show his disciples. And then he went on to expand this more. He said the disciples must love one another like he loved them for a reason. He wanted everyone to know that they were his disciples. So the love was for a reason, not just to be nice to each other and have a nice cozy club of clean feet, but actually so that other people would know that these people were Jesus' friends and they were his followers. So I thought that's what I'd like to really look at today with all of us. So just straight away, I'd like you all to take off. No, not really. I'm not going to ask you to take off your shoes and socks. But we are going to think a bit about what this might mean. How can other people know that we love Jesus, that we follow him? And how can we help other people to know about Jesus too? And I think the dirty feet have a real key to that. So first of all, if we think about what Jesus did with those dirty feet, he actually did something about it. And if we're showing love to each other and to the world, we have to do something. Now, going back to our football again, I found football to be such a useful way to latch everything on. If people love football, they have to do something. They can't just wear that badge on their shirt and then not do anything about it. They've got to go along to matches. They've got to follow the score every weekend to see where their team is. They've got to show some commitment and do something about it. Here are the supporters. Did I get the right colour this time? Yes, good. No, I can never please everyone, can I? Okay, here they are. They're there, aren't they? They're at the match. They're doing something. I'm not sure. They seem to be clapping. I'm not sure what's going on. Obviously, a very important part of the match. But they have to do something in order to show their love. And if we're going to show other people our love for Jesus, then we have to do something about it to show that we're his followers. And we can do those sort of things for people. We can tell them about it, but it's even more important and sometimes even more powerful to show people by our actions that Jesus loves them. So the second thing that I think we need to do is to get dirty. Jesus was prepared to wash those dirty feet and literally get his hands dirty. And sometimes if you belong to something, it does cause you to get dirty. So here we have Nicholas. This is Nicholas before going off to Army Cadet Camp. He's got all his gear, looking quite happy and smiley there, isn't he? I wonder what he looked like when he got back. Okay, there's Nicholas when he got back. He had a great time, but he's pretty dirty, isn't he? He's got dirt on his face. His kit looks a bit dirty. Those boots are certainly not as shiny as they were in the first picture. Nicholas got dirty. He showed he belonged to the cadets, not by stepping back and letting everyone else get in the mud and the mess, but getting in there and getting dirty. It would be really nice for us if everything that we did for other people was lovely and clean and neat and tidy and straightforward. But it isn't. Sometimes we need to get our hands dirty. Sometimes we need to be willing to do things for people, to help clear up their mess, take their rubbish to the tip, helping out with messy situations that they find themselves in, putting themselves in a place that isn't clean and lovely and nice, but coming alongside other people where they are. Last night, a friend of mine got in touch quite late at night. Steve and I were actually going to sleep, but she needed just to have a really quick chat. And just being there for her, I didn't particularly get dirty, but I was hopefully there for the point where she needed just to say what was going on and to get a bit of advice. So it's that kind of thing we sometimes need to do, put ourselves out. And the other thing that Jesus did was he got down. He got down to the level of the people he was serving. He couldn't have washed their feet by standing up here with water in a towel. He had to bend down and get right to where their feet were. And sometimes we have to do that as well. I was thinking about Hazel at this point, and I did ask her and tell her that I was going to be talking about her. I was thinking, if Hazel comes across an accident or an emergency that needs her first aid expertise, again, she has to get down to their level, doesn't she? Like these people are getting right down to do their CPR. You can't stand back and say, oh, well, I think you might need that cleaned up and sort of remove yourself from it. You've got to get right to the place where the people are to give them that first aid treatment. And sometimes we have to get down to a different level where people are to show God's love for them. And it isn't always comfortable. It takes us out of our comfort zone. But we need to be willing to do that for others, to get down to their level. And finally, hopefully you've noticed all the D's that we have here. We have to make a difference. So Jesus made a complete difference to those disciples' feet, as hopefully you can see from our picture. Dirty, smelly, sweaty, dusty feet became clean and fresh, fresh smelling and ready to move on for the next stage of their journey. And we need to show people that Jesus has made a difference in our lives, that being a follower of Jesus makes a difference. And we're prepared to show love to them to make a difference to their lives too. And maybe as you're sitting there, you're thinking of people who you could make a difference to. Maybe it's people you know at school or work, it's people that don't have many friends to talk to or don't have much support. Maybe it's people that you see as you walk around Worcester Park. There's often homeless people that we could do something to help, maybe. Maybe it's a friend that you know is going through financial difficulties and really struggling to keep everything going. Or somebody who's not well and they need that bit of extra support at home. So it's maybe time to think, is there someone that you can show God's love to this week and make a real difference to their lives, to show them that you're a follower of Jesus? So we have to, what's the first thing we have to do? Giving it away really there. With our D, we have to do something, okay? Second thing, we have to get dirty. Well done. Third thing, get down. And the last thing, make a difference. Okay, those are the things I'd like you to think about this morning. But maybe you are sitting there thinking, well, it's all very well, but there are so many people out there who need help. There's far too many people for me. If you look into the whole world, we think about the poverty and sadness and loneliness and illness that's there. I can't do anything about that. What is the point? I can't make a difference. Maybe that's how you're thinking as you're listening to me. Well, I've got a great clip which I'd love you to see, which I think answers that question about making a difference. Have a look at this. It's called The Star Thrower. I don't know if you've seen that before. Quite a powerful message about making a difference and being able to make a difference to just one person. And that's important if we can do that. So we're going to stand and sing together as we think about the message of that clip. We've got a song that helps us to think about how we can make a difference. So please stand. So when we love other people, it's a way of showing them that we belong to Jesus. Just like wearing a badge shows that you belong to a certain football team or attend a certain school or belong to a club or organisation. And when we wear those badges, we behave in a certain way to show our support and our skills and our commitment to what we belong to. And when we love others, we have to do something. We have to get dirty, get down. We have to make a difference for people to show them that we belong to Jesus, that we love and follow him, and that he is someone who's worth being friends with, that he's made a difference to us. And even if we just do that for one person, we'll have made a difference in their lives and done what Jesus was asking us to do when he told us to love each other as he's loved us. So this morning, of course, there has to be something to take away with you. And I've lost mine, but you should have a foot somewhere. Have you got a foot? If you haven't, your GB leaders, BB leaders will have one. Lost mine. Thanks, Eugene. Okay, it looks a bit like this. If you haven't got one, the stewards have got them at the back. Brilliant, that's it. You can wave your foot at me. Brilliant. Now, I think this foot this week could stand for one of two things. Maybe it stands for your feet. So this is a challenge to you to think, okay, I am going to go somewhere. I'm going to do something this week. I'm going to ask God where he wants me to be to show his love. So maybe this is a challenge for you this week to go and to do something. Or maybe the other side of that could be that this stands for somebody who you know whose feet are dirty, metaphorically. Somebody that you need to help, that you need to support. Somebody that you can make a difference to this week. So it could be one of two things, or it could be both. You could be thinking, right, I'm challenged to go, and this is the person. But have a think about what the foot means for you. And this week we've entered into Lent. It started on Wednesday. And Lent is a really good time to help us to think about others. That period of time as we come up to Easter and we prepare ourselves for Easter is a great time to think, right, what can we do for others? What can we do this Lent? Maybe to get dirty, to get down, and to make a difference to people. So I'd just like you to have a think as you hold your foot. If you take it home with you, it can be a reminder. You might like to write something on it as you go home. But have it as a reminder of what we've thought about this morning and what God might be saying to you this morning. And I'm going to pray just as we have a think and hold the foot in our hands. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you so much that you were willing to do something for your disciples, that you were willing to get dirty and wash their feet. You were willing to get down to their level, and you were willing to make a difference to them. Help us to follow your example for those around us so that they will know that we belong to you, that as we love them, we will share your love with them, and that we will make a real difference in their lives. We ask you, Lord, to help us with this in your name. Amen. Now, I often give you things, and I never know where they end up, and I never ask where they end up. I know some get left in church, and I collect them up on Monday morning at Toddlers, but some people keep hold of those things, and Pearl has brought me her leaf this morning that I gave out, I think it was back in October. Has anybody else got their leaf? It had a couple of sunflower seeds on it. And these were sunflower seeds that had actually come out of some other sunflowers that we'd planted. And these were the fruit. And people collected them all for me and dried them. And then we gave them out again. Well, Pearl wanted to remind everyone, and I think it's very, very good timing. If you've got your sunflower seeds, now is a really good time to plant them. March is a great time. Hopefully the frosts have gone, but you might want to keep them in little pots first just to grow the seedlings. Wouldn't it be amazing if this October we had some more seeds that had come from the sunflowers that had grown from these seeds and we just kept on going? That would be brilliant. If you've got your seeds anywhere, see if you can plant them. If not, I think I still have got some that I saved. I think it was from Jenny's because Jenny gave me hundreds of seeds from her plant. If you want some, come and see me. But it's really encouraging to know that these things are being kept and thought about. So thank you very much, Pearl, for that. Brilliant. Okay, thank you for being with us this morning. We're going to have refreshments after the service and hopefully some cakes will appear. If you do come out and watch the colours being paraded off, be careful because it is very, very windy out there. Be careful and hold on to everything. But as we sing our final song, I'm going to invite the colour party to come up and then they'll go out at the end of our song. So let's just stand all together.